You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, guys. This is Dave Heilman, a.k.a. Dynasty Dorks. This is the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now available in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. If you bet $100, you're going to get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party, April 1st, 7:30 p.m. SGP will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles. So come hang out with the crew. All the following info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. So we're doing a series, draft series, talking about each individual draft spot for your rookie drafts. We already did the 101. You get to check that video out, see who we took. Be a big surprise who we took at 101. And here's the 102 video. Let's start off here. I guess I got to kick this draft off. We do all of our drafts over at Sleeper. And let's see what we got. Bijan went at 101. It would have really messed this video up if Bijan did not go 101. Because we would have had to take it at 102. But, Brad, let's talk through this. If you're at the 102 spot, what's your strategy?
Yeah, so for me, I have a preference for Bryce Young, but I know a lot of people are kind of, you know what, it's 6-1, half dozen, right? Doesn't really matter which one. So if you're one of those folks, I think you really need to think about, okay, who's at that 103? Figure out, do some fishing, who's their guy, and be comfortable moving back, trying to get a little bit on top, right? If you can get that person to understand, hey, oh, you like Bryce? Yeah, Bryce is my guy too. And then come draft time, you're like, hey, look, I'm okay moving back. If you want Bryce, I'm going to take him here. But if you want him, you know, let's work something out for the 103. So I'm going to at least talk to the 103 owner, try to figure out where their head's at and try to shift back one more pick just to get the guy that I actually want and maybe a little bit of icing on top.
Yeah, and if you like, you know, Anthony Richardson as well, then maybe you can move back to the 104. The further you move back, the more you're going to get in return. And so to move back from 102 to 103, if you have C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young neck and neck, 1A and 1B, even after the draft, we're assuming Panthers and Texans for the two guys,
yep.
You know, either place. Brad, what would it take for me to, if you're the 103, and you want Bryce Young, and I haven't told you who I want.
Yep.
What would it take for you to make that move? Do you think a mid-second round pick?
I wouldn't personally because I really like the players that are in the middle of the second round. So I'd probably be fishing, okay, hey, I'll give you an early third to move up that one pick. And even then, I really like the early third round pick. So – I don't know that I'd be looking to move up, right? We just talked about I'm looking to move back, but I wouldn't add a second round pick to make that jump. I don't think there's enough of a difference for me between those two quarterbacks to pay that price.
Yeah, and I guess maybe the question is backwards too. If you're at the 102 spot, are you willing to take a third round pick to move back?
I would. I would take that added asset.
Because what about a future third?
I'm good either way.
What about a future third?
Future third. That's not worth it to me.
Yeah, and for me, I don't really care which one of I take at this point. I'm leaning Stroud, but I have them both, so I'd be okay with it. All right, let's make the pick.
All right, we're going Bryce Young because he's my one. So
we need the draft sound, by the way.
Oh, you do want the draft sound?
No, we need like the NFL draft sound.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The NFL draft jingle.
Yeah.
I miss it. Does everyone else get that like giddy feeling when they hear that? Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah,
I need that in my life. I think April, I'm going to make it my alarm for the morning.
I love it.
All right, to wrap up the round one, Bijan Robinson, 101, Bryce Young at 102, C.J. Stroud, 103, Jahmyr Gibbs at 104. That was an auto pick. It's not my pick. JSN, 105, Anthony Richardson, 106. Jordan Addison, 107. Will Levis, 108. Quentin Johnston at 109. Zach Charbonnet, 110. Michael Mayer, 111. Joshua Downs at 112. The real difference here is Downs went at 12 and Boutte went at 201. Very comparable to our last draft.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And the guys I'd be looking at here, Zach Evans, I have pretty high on my board. He is my RB4, so he's the next running back off the board for me. And then Zay Flowers would be the top wide receiver on my board right now. So these would be the two that I'm looking at. It'd really be based on team need over anything. You know, am I still 3 years out, two, 3 years out, then I might not be looking at Zach Evans. But if I'm looking to compete now, I might look at Zach Evans over the top of Zay Flowers.
Yeah, and, you know, draft capital is going to be a big difference. We talked about this on the last episode. I'm not going to completely rearrange my rankings based on, you know, landing spot. If somebody is drafted in the fifth round and appears to be a good landing spot, they were still drafted in the fifth round. And so if these guys are tiered together, like let's say that like Sean Tucker, Tank Bigsby, Zach Evans and Kendre Miller are all – like similar guys to you, but one of them gets drafted in the second round. Everyone else gets drafted in the third or the fourth round. The second round guy is going to go to the top of that tier. Overreact to landing spots. That's why
Edwards Alaire, for instance, was not in the top five and pole vaulted everybody because of that late first round draft capital into the 101 or 102 in a lot of leagues.
Everybody that drafted Treylon Burks over Garrett Wilson, I'm talking to you. Brad, and I don't want to pick Zay Flowers in every draft. Flowers would be my pick here, but if you were to go with a running back, who would be your pick?
Zach Evans. If we were going to go running back, it'd be Zach Evans. But again, if you're at the 102, you're likely a lower team. So I'd probably be looking at Zay Flowers in this, even though if you go back and listen to the 101, we also took Zay Flowers at the 201. So
yeah, and this is where if I'm not taking Zay Flowers here, I would be trading back. I would definitely be looking to move to the middle of the second round, trying to collect a future second or third round pick or a third round pick this year. I like Kendre Miller. I have him and Zach Evans very close together, and I think either one of those guys would be my pick here. So, Brad, let's make the pick.
Yep. All right. We're going to go. We're sticking with our man, Zay Flowers.
All righty.
We're going to prove a point in this series.
Yeah, we're gonna move Zay Flowers ADP just with these picks. Again, computer auto pick.
Well, I like what you're talking about with trading back, right? Because that the second round is full of a plethora of players. You know, is there really that much of a difference between Tyjae Spears and a Sean Tucker, a Zach Evans and a Kendre Miller? So if you're not in, you know, let's say Zay Flowers goes early, Kayshon Boutte's off, and you're looking at Josh Downs, right? I'm not a huge Josh Downs guy. I'm looking to move back, collect some additional draft capital or a player, and still get one of these running backs later on.
Yeah, and Hendon Hooker is a very interesting player. There's a lot of talks that he's getting first-round grades. That does not mean he's going to go in the first round. But if he goes in the first round or the high second round, like let's say he goes to Seattle or Detroit early, you know, or in the second round.
Yep.
Or what if he goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers round one? There's a big difference in how we view him at that point, and he could be an early second round pick if he gets first round draft capital. If he gets day two draft capital, he's probably right where he's at. Yep. And then Kincaid, if Kincaid gets, you know, a perceived good landing spot, could move up the board. That's a huge difference between 111 and 212 for Kincaid. I got Kincaid as my tight end one. So if you're telling me I could trade back from the 111, or I could, if this is the price difference, then I really like Kincaid because it's not always about players. It's about value. And if I could get Kincaid literally one round cheaper than Michael Mayer, I'm all about it.
Yeah. I mean, and we can talk about that, you know, when we get to the 11 or 12 spot, but that's a huge difference, right? If you're saying I could have Zay Flowers and Dalton Kincaid or Michael Mayer and Cedric Tillman, like it ain't even close.
Right. Yeah, and I did put release my 3-round mock draft. So I have Michael Mayer going to the Packers at 15. I got Kincaid going to the Bengals at 29. And I think maybe this year is not good for any tight end, but this year maybe it's a little mucky for Kincaid. But they got to pay Ja'Marr Chase. They got to pay Joe Burrow. I just don't think there's going to be enough money to go around for Tyler Boyd and or T. Higgins. And yeah. So Kincaid might be fourth fiddle this year. He could move up to the 2 or 3 spot in the next 2 or 3 years. And I just think he's a very good player as far as a fantasy tight end. On to the 3rd round, Darnell Washington, 301, back to the tight end conversation. We got a lot of options here. We got Rashee Rice, Rashawn Johnson, Marvin Mims, Izzy Abanaconda, Debo McBride, Chase Brown. Who are you thinking here, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the options at the running back position, especially because we just took a quarterback in the 1st round. We took a wide receiver in the 2nd round, and now we're still looking at some really good value. We're improving our roster at all 3 levels and quite possibly at all 4 levels if we turn around and can get a really nice pull at the tight end position at the 402. So I'm going to be looking at that Izzy or Chase Brown. You know, if you're a Kenny McIntosh guy who you're thinking the PPR upside is going to be there, seems a little early for him, but that's a possibility here as well, depending on how you like to make your team up.
Yeah, I don't usually put a whole lot of stock in the combine, but for a guy that, you know, you're like, okay, well, he didn't have a great production, but he's going to have a great workout and he's going to be quick and not extremely impressed, especially when the other guys were so impressive. So, yeah, for me, I'm with you. I would take either Izzy or Chase.
All right, let's go Chase Brown in this one. Let's go Chase Brown in this one. All right.
Let's see who I get. I was hoping I got Izzy just to keep up.
Just because, right?
Yeah, all right, so we had 301, Darnell Washington, Chase Brown, 302, Rashee Rice, 303, Luke Musgrave, 304, Tanner McKee, 305, Marvin Mims, 306, Stenson Bennett. He's got good draft capital, 307. We need to do something about that. Rakim Jarrett at 308, Max Duggan at 309, Kraft at 310, Rashawn Johnson at 311. Izzy almost made it back to us.
Yeah,
at 312. That is a travesty.
Nonsense.
Yeah. Jaren Hall at 401. I was joking with John and Popes. I was scrolling through Twitter and it was back to back Izzy posts. And I was like, I didn't know it was Izzy day, but I'm here for it. 312 is just ridiculous. 401 for Jaren Hall. And then our pick, we got, you know, plenty of options. McIntosh is still on the board. The price tag's a lot better. Debo McBride's there. Hutchinson, Eric Gray. I didn't see the tight ends. Parker Washington's on the board. Yeah, best Will tight end available is Will Mallory. Yeah. Will Mallory doing a lot of PFF mock drafts, going 7th round. That's not exciting. We'll see where he ends up in the real draft. I mean, 4th round is – This happens every year. Right now we have about 36, 40 players that we're in love with. After the draft, that's going to shrink. It's going to be closer to 25.
All those undrafted guys that we like that aren't going to get on, aren't going to be on.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm so sure this guy's a 3rd round pick. He's a UDFA. It's going to happen. But Evan Hall is a very interesting guy here, especially your PPR upside. He reminds me of, you know, Rex Burkhead, James White, kind of a guy that he can split out and do some of the PPR stuff. It'd be interesting to see if he went to a location that would use him like an Austin Eckler.
Yeah, I think for me, we talked a little bit earlier about how we had the quarterback, we've got the wide receiver, we hit the running back, and is there a tight end that we like? And in the 4th round, I'm not looking at Will Mallory. I'm actually looking at Davis Allen. There are a lot of well-respected ex-NFL players and broadcasters that really have a lot of good things to say about Davis Allen. He's kind of flying under the radar right now. Dave, you talked about how some guys are talking about how, you know, we could see 10 tight ends taken in the top 4 or 5 rounds of the NFL draft. And Davis Allen really did have a nice career while at Clemson. So I'd actually be looking at him at the 402, doing a little bit of that reach and hoping that I hit a guy that can turn into a Dalton Schultz-esque type of tight end.
Yeah, and we talked about this on, you know, a couple rounds ago. This is where if that's your pick, you trade to the 412.
Yeah.
And you get Davis Allen at 412 before the UDFA is hit because he's, you know, he's probably going to be available. But last draft, we saw a run on tight ends.
Yeah,
he may not be. I would be going with a running back here because I like to throw darts at running backs just because you get a faster return. I'm not a patient person. And these tight ends, they usually take a while to develop, even the good ones. But that's my strategy. I'm all right with whatever we do here, sir.
All right. Do you want Debo? Do you want Eric Gray or Evan Hull?
We took Eric Gray last time, so give me either Debo or Hull.
Let's go McBride.
And let's see who I get. I was hoping Davis Allen.
Davis Allen, see, 406. That's what I'm saying.
So it's not far off. It's not far off. Xavier Hutchinson is another guy that's very interesting. He had 111 catches last year, and he's 6'3".
Yep.
I mean, he's an Alan Lazard type of a player, a big-bodied receiver. You know, interesting guy.
Same school, too?
Same school.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, appreciate you guys checking out the episode. Brad's going to let you know about the sponsors as we thank them for putting on the show.
All right, and we are sponsored by WynnBET because WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and a ton of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. They also have their March Madness events. So many ways to bet big on the big dance. So sign up today and receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100. That is limited to state availability. And, of course, for our DGens out there, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you'll get $1,000 free credit. There are so many things to choose from. All you have to do is head over to WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you're someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We are also brought to you by not one, but two sports gambling podcasts, additional contests, one of which is the Final Four. And the Sports Gambling Podcast guys are going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California, on Saturday, April the 1st at 7:30. So be sure to go and get all of those details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Also doing one for the Masters. And if you're looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world, you can by winning a 3-night stay in Circa Las Vegas to hang out with those guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party. And if you don't win the contest, it's okay. Don't worry. You can still get a discount on a room using our promo code SGP15.
We're also brought to you by the Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted up to day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. It's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. Appreciate you guys checking out the show. Make sure you subscribe, like, and appreciate any comments. As always, good luck this season.
Cheers.